What it generally means is that over time, the banks will have to comply and also reduce their lending rates in order. I think that is one of the things that the Bank of Ghana does to stimulate growth and to ensure that there's enough money in the system for people to do businesses. And then the cost of businesses will go down. The cost of accessing funds will go down. So it's a good thing. It's a welcome news. So I think that it is something that should be expected and will happen with time. But it will not be immediate as the announcement went, because whatever cost of funds that I went through to gather money and I'm not selling those funds, by reducing the basic point does not necessarily reduce the cost at which I acquired those funds. So it might take a bit of a time before the banks will now comply. So it will happen eventually.
But can the Bank of Ghana compel the commercial banks to reduce their lending rates?
Well, there are things that a regulator can do. And why are they called a regulator? They are called a regulator because they want to ensure that on each side of the divide, whether you are a lender or you are a borrower, you do business and make some profit. So they can. They have the right to do so. But of course, it usually will not be just done out of the blue. There will be some consultations, I believe, that might have happened. I am not speaking on authority on this, but I'm sure some consultations will happen. And there are regular meetings that the regulator has with all the market operators. So I'm sure that is done. And it is for the growth of the economy as well, because if the Bank of Ghana does not do that, you realize where there are challenges with the way some of the banks operate. The public is quick to announce where the Bank of Ghana, what are they doing about it? In the same vein, when they also see that banks are lending at such a high rate and people are unable to access these funds, the regulator has the right to do so. And every bank must comply.
Mr. Abayifa noted that the Bank of Ghana can do more regarding the reduction in the policy. He recommended the central bank for the move, as this will encourage industries to borrow more to expand.
So this commercial bank already have internal control measures being done by the internal audit department of those banks who must regulate their activities with the central bank. So these things are ongoing. Of course, some of them are hard years, but eventually they get to comply.
Raymond, what does this reduction mean for the economy in general and then industries in particular?
It's a good call. I think we need to commend the regulator for doing this to stimulate growth in the economy and to stimulate the economic activities that require funds, because we all keep talking about the high cost of borrowing and therefore the high cost of doing business in Ghana. This will make sure that the overall rate that you are sold money goes down, which means you have more money in your hand to do more business and to expand and to grow and to employ more. So it's a welcome gesture, and we hope that it will reflect eventually in lower rates for people who want to borrow money to start business, to expand business, to employ more, or to go into other sectors of business.
Financial analyst Raymond Abayifa talking to Felix Kofi.